Hi, I'm Susan Lewis. Composer and trumpeter Hannibal came to WRTI Studios to talk about his new position as Music Alive Composer in Residence with the Philadelphia Orchestra. Hannibal and the orchestra are one of five pairs selected from around the country for the Music Alive residency, sponsored by the League of American Orchestras and New Music, USA. I first asked Hannibal about the mission of the project.
To harness, to find, discover new composers who would think otherwise, that their works would never be heard or played by an orchestra of this stature. For me, that's the pinnacle of the residency, to find these composers that are worthy and inspire them to continue. Also, the opportunity to work even deeper in the schools that I've been working in for some time, and in the prisons.
It really works very well with your organization, the Music Liberation Orchestra. Could you describe that again?
The Music Liberation Orchestra is an organization that I founded about 5 years ago, I guess, in Bastrop, Texas, where I go into the prisons and try and get the inmates to agree to four principles. To be a member of the Music Liberation Orchestra does not require that you play an instrument or that you are incarcerated. But in the prisons, we follow four principles. First is to renounce violence. Second is to acknowledge the presence of the divine, doesn't matter what you call it. Third is to keep a journal for yourself and your children, and to fall in love with forgiveness. Those are the four basic principles needed to be a member of the Music Liberation Orchestra. So in the prisons, we have what we call the circle. We sit in a circle. We have a site in New Orleans at the Orleans Parish Prison. In St. Paul, Minnesota, at Boys Totem Town. Prison in Comstock, New York. Also a federal prison in Bastrop, Texas, near my home. And the Bastrop County Jail. The goal is to have a site in every prison in the state, and eventually to have musicians out to go there and play. Emmanuel Axe has agreed many years ago to go in and play. Many great musicians are willing to do that. I want to get music to the people who, in many cases, have given up on their lives, given up on their humanity. So that's what the Music Liberation Orchestra is for, and that's my goal. My last breath, I would like for there to be as many chapters around the country as possible and to get these great musicians playing in it, set up a circuit. That's really my goal. That's why I stopped playing in the clubs. I wanted to be more effective, have the music where it could be more effective. And the inmates, I give them a music assignment. I ask them to learn the C major scale, and they learn the C minor scale, C augmented scale. So they're fantastic students, and I guess it's because they have a lot of time on their hands. It's really been quite extraordinary. Every Father's Day, I get these calls from children I don't know, and they're the children of the inmates that are now free and that have remained free. Because if they renounce violence, chances are they'll stay free of these cages.
What a great power music has.
And saved me. Saved a poor wretch like me, still does. I could easily be in a cage had it not been for the music. Because the society described me, I never accepted the description that the society gave me. But I was able to truly describe myself with the aid of music. It's through music that I see everything and that I learn everything.
And so you've just started this residency and you've been working with musicians who are going to play two of your pieces.
Yes, my string quartet pieces. One is in honor of Fannie Lou Hamer, the great civil rights goddess. And one is entitled A Star for Anne, for Anne Frank, for the memory and the life of her and what she gave us.
Are these pieces works of yours that you've composed in the past?
Yes, works I've composed in the past. The piece for Fannie Lou Hamer was commissioned by the Chronos String Quartet, and they toured it for years around the country. We just never got around to recording it. The Anne Frank piece I wrote because I wanted to make sure I make a musical statement of thanks and gratitude to her. As a child of color growing up in segregated Texas, it meant a lot to me to read her diary. It let me know that insanity was not confined to the part of the world I lived in only.
Talking earlier, you were describing how the story is told musically with the strings.
Part of my residency, I intend on making that process more available to the public so that they know that I just don't sit down and these notes fall upon my head. So most of them come through dreams, and so in this piece, it begins with a poem called Tyranny that was inspired by Hitler and his sickness. And then it goes into when she was a child playing, she loved the English gardens in Munich. And it describes her chasing this leaf that's in one of those small wind tornadoes, little, and she's just the innocence of it, of her looking into this brook. The water, the sounds of the instruments like water. It's called A Time of Dream, and it's very dreamlike. And immediately after that, the cello begins this walk. Bum, 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 bum. The Nazis coming into this Dutch town where she was living. And there's a point where on the wood of the cello, the fingers go like that, and that's to simulate the birds. Even the birds are flying from this terror. But Anne couldn't escape from this terror. And it also there are sounds of them when they're being put into the train, the violin. It's extraordinary, the flexibility of the violin, you know? So it makes this sound, wow, 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 wow. Same moans that you would hear in the blues. It's all the blues. And so then the train starts to move, which you can hear in the cello. Dum 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 dugga 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 dugga. Wow wow dugga dugga dugga. Then there's this flourish of sounds that's to stimulate the terror that people in the boxcars must be experiencing, you know? But I'm very, very pleased with the way the musicians have interpreted it and planned it on their own. I just give them a roadmap and allow them to make decisions that they feel should be made to bring about these colors, to tell this story. You know, it's really pretty, it's really remarkable. But I want more and more of the public to be part of the rehearsal process, so that they can really see how these things are put together.
So are you having open rehearsals?
Yes, for this piece, on the 21st from 3:30 to 4:30 at the Art Sanctuary on 16th and Bainbridge. And I think by then it will be our first full rehearsal. So I think that there will still be moments to where the piece can be, we can talk about how the piece has formed.
It sounds really powerful and wonderful. Are these part of the steps of the whole three-year project? Or how do you...
Yes.
What's the plan over 3 years? And
this is kind of like, I would say, the beginning, the opening of the residency. And we will continue to do works, not only from myself, but other composers, so that they can be heard. But I want to do the public workshop of them from the very beginning of it until it's completed. But that's only part of the workshop that we'll be doing serving these music meals throughout the city. We're going to do it at the Painted Bride as well. We're going to do it everywhere. All these places I've known all these years and that have loved and worked in, and people I've worked with, we're going to make sure that we can do as much as possible.
And we talked before about how you're bringing in new composers and what the process is working with them.
Yes, I sent out I cast a net out for young composers, and one of them in Delaware I spoke with and immediately could tell that he was ready. He was very well prepared. He had all of the books, all of the documents, let me know that he really understood. He was ready for the mission. He had read all of the Korsakov's books. He had read Oliver Nelson's books, and also when he played me some of his music. So then I said, okay, I got to rent a car and go down and meet this guy. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. So I'm sure that he will get to hear the orchestra play his work. He's extraordinary young mind. So that's really, that gives me such joy to be able to discover, not discover, but to find these great talents and present an opportunity for them to hear what is coming out of their minds, coming from their minds.
How did you describe the essence of why you're doing this in the call to composers? What are you looking for?
There are different levels of it. If a person has to get a job delivering the mail because they can't get a composition they've written, heard, or they can't make a living from composing, then I merely need to make contact with them to hear what they have, because they don't have to do it in order or with having in mind having it done by the Philadelphia Orchestra. The most important thing for a composer is to hear what they've written played well. And to that end, I'm going to get musicians together on a regular basis who will play these pieces that some post deliverer might have composed, might be brilliant, but would never think that anyone would want to hear it. So I want to have, in that case, I want to have thousands of world premieres of works that no one has ever heard, played by great musicians, written by composers who never would think to get their pieces played or would have an opportunity or an avenue to get it played. Could be a clarinet concerto, or just solo clarinet piece, or solo viola work. But I'll establish a place where the people can submit scores. I like to meet with them.
Right.
Mostly, I'd like to meet with them, hear what they've written, and then I could say, okay, I can get a student from Curtis or a student from the orchestra to play it, just so they can hear it.
We've talked about the power of music and the social power of music to change lives. Are you looking for composers who are similarly moved and motivated by those kinds of issues?
Both, yes, but as in particular, this young man from Maryland, who I'm sure you'll have a chance to meet, he taught at a high school and raised money, about $15,000, to buy instruments for the kids he was teaching at the high school. So that also drew me to him. And I was hoping that I would not be disappointed once I heard what he played, because I have high plans for him. I have great expectations for him. And so, sure enough, when he played me an excerpt of his symphony, I jumped so high. I did about 15 honeydews that I hadn't done in 10 years. I fixed my wife's screen door. I fixed the pipes under the house. I took down the old barbecue pit. I did all these things because I was so happy that here is exactly why I live. Here's a brilliant young man who just needs that exposure. And to be able to do that, my goodness. I even washed the dishes for 5 days straight.
Wow, it's great. It sounds as if there are a lot of different components to this. And so you're here, the first step are these two string quartets.
Yes.
And going to Holmesburg Prison as well.
Yes, we're going to play them in Holmesburg Prison. We're also going to do a performance at the Jewish Museum and the African American Museum. And we're going to do a performance for the people at the Broad Street Ministry, where they serve meals to 7,000 people every day. I've fallen in love with that place too. It has become one of my urban oases, you know. You have to find a place where you can get good water, have a drink of good spiritual water. That's important.
That's so wonderful. That's so wonderful. I look forward to hearing this. And so then after this, what's the next step?
The next piece is Crucifixion, Resurrection, Nine Souls Are Traveling. It's a work I'm about to finish composing in honor of the nine people that were killed in Charleston at the church. We're going to do the world premiere of that on June 17th, either at one of the AME churches or for sure at Holmesburg Prison.
Is that a string quartet as well?
That's a small choir, three singers, and my quintet. So I get to play on that. The composer wrote me a part on that piece, I'm happy to say. Oh, boy.
Well, that's terrific. Look forward to that as well. Wow. Well, and you're coming here every
2 months, yes. I'll be here.
Well, thanks so much for coming in. And this is a really exciting project. We look forward to the next installment.
Yes, 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 absolutely.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.